checking high school sports last night. First in high school girls volleyball tournament play last night. Regional volleyball action getting underway in Class 3A last evening. It was Clarinda holding home court as they defeated Atlantic in three straight games. 25-21, 25-10, 25-14 were the game scores last night. Clarinda with a three-game sweep over Atlantic. Also, Kemper Catholic swept three in a row from Greene County. East Sac County defeated Southeast Valley three straight. And Red Oak down Shenandoah also in a three-game sweep last night. That's in Region 2 in Class 3A. In Class 4A action last night, in Region 1, it was Denison, a 3-1 winner over Storm Lake. Winterset advances in Region 2 with a 3-game sweep over Des Moines Hoover. In Region 3, Lewis Central down Glenwood. 3-2. It went 15-8 in the third and fifth and deciding game. Creston swept three in a row from Carlisle to advance as well. Also in Class 5A, Abraham Lincoln moves on as they defeated Thomas Jefferson 3-1 in a first-round regional match last night. Now, regional girls volleyball play continues tonight in the smaller classes. In Class 1A play tonight in Region 2, Arweva is at Boyer Valley. Also in Region 3, Nishnabotna will play at Sydney. East Mills is at Fremont Mills. Mount Air will host Bedford, and Essex will visit Stanton tonight. In Region 4, in Class 1A play tonight, Coon Rapids Bayard is at Audubon. Exira EHK will travel to Adair Casey. Guthrie Center hosting Grandview Christian, while East Union goes to Murray tonight. In Class 2A, regional girls play this evening. In Region number 2, IKM Manning will play at Northwest Webster tonight. Also in Region 3, Underwood is at St. Albert. Southwest Valley plays at Trainer. Missouri Valley is at Tri-Center, while Panorama will be at home tonight against West Central Valley. All those winners will be moving on in the postseason. Well, the final Iowa High School football poll has been released by the Associated Press just prior to the start of football playoff action coming up tomorrow night. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling is top rated again this week, with Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Cedar Rapids Washington, and Ankeny rounding out the top five. Waukee, West Des Moines Valley, Johnston, Ankeny Centennial, and Pleasant Valley finish off the big school top 10. In Class 3A, Pella remains number one. They're a unanimous pick for the top. West Delaware stays at number two. Cedar Rapids Xavier and Webster City are 3-4. Harlan is up a spot to number five in the final poll. Independence, Norwalk, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Davenport Assumption, and Bishop Helan Catholic round out the 3A top 10. In Class 2A, it's Albia on top, with Spirit Lake, South Tama, Anamosa, and Waukon the top five. North Fayette, Central Lee, Applington Parkersburg, Mount Vernon, and Williamsburg round out the 2A top 10. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is top rated, with West Branch number 2. Underwood moves up one spot to the final poll as they move up into the number 3 position with their 9-0 record. St. Ansgar and Dyke New Hartford round out the top 5. South Central Calhoun, Van Meter, Western Christian, Hinton, and Panorama round out the top 10. The Panthers jump in at number 10 in the final poll. In Class A, Algona Garrigan remains the number one rated team, with BGM a close second. West Sioux is third, Denver fourth, and Logan Magnolia picked up a couple of first place votes. They're the number 5 ranked team in the final poll, right ahead of Audubon, who's number 6. The Wheelers' only loss on the year coming to the Panthers. Audubon ranks 6th to start the postseason. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Winfield, Mount Union, Mount Air, and Pleasantville round out the top 10 in Class A. And in the 8-man class, Gilbertville Don Bosco is number 1 in the final poll. Newell Fonda is ranked 2nd. Those two teams were tied for the top spot last week. Newell Fonda actually got one more first place vote than Don Bosco, but Don Bosco is number 1 on the points. Glidden-Ralston is ranked 3rd in the final poll. MMC is number 4. Lennox is ranked 5th in the final polling. Janesville is number 6. Elkader Central is 7. Exira EHK is rated 8th in the last poll of the year. Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire is number 9. And Fremont Mills is ranked 10th in the last poll of the season. Well, Joel Lanning will start at quarterback Saturday when Iowa State hosts Texas, but that was not the biggest item discussed at Paul Rhodes' weekly news conference yesterday. Mark Mangino is out as offensive coordinator, and Rhodes says it's the result of an ongoing disagreement over the direction of the offense.
Mark and I couldn't get on the same page on a few important items. We tried to talk that through again this morning in an effort to get us moving in a different direction. In the end... Mark was not interested in that. I wish that wasn't the case, but I respect and understand his conviction.
Rhodes refused to call it a firing or a resignation and says the decision to replace Mangino was made yesterday morning.
It's been ongoing for several weeks, and we've been trying to work that out. In the end, we couldn't come to a conclusion together, and he's decided to not accept the direction that we wanted to go.
Rhodes says quarterbacks coach Todd Sturdy will become the offensive coordinator.
There won't be drastic changes. I mean, you're not going to see us coming out in this type of backfield set or this type of formation, things that we haven't done. We'll work to get more efficient, as you're always working to as an offense, especially going into the eighth game of the season and with the new quarterback providing the leadership. And Todd's the right guy in the right spot to provide us that leadership.
And Lanning took over in the second quarter at second-ranked Baylor, with the Cyclones trailing 35-0, and ISU lost 45-27.
I think the biggest piece that came out of Saturday's performance was the energy level of our football team, not just our offense, but our football team when he took over.
Well, Rhodes says that Lanning deserves to start based on his performance and that he gives the Cyclones the best chance to beat Texas.
We believe that as a staff, coming out of that game and the performance that he yielded, that he does give us the best opportunity to win this week against Texas.
Lanning says he didn't even hear about Mangino's dismissal until he showed up to the practice facility after class.
Honestly, I didn't even know about it until I just got here. So, I mean, it was kind of like shocking, but I mean, nothing's going to change, really. It's going to be the same plays anyway, so nothing's going to change.
Lanning says he would rather focus on getting ready for Texas than the change at the offensive coordinator position.
You know, that's not my decision. That's up to Coach Rhodes, and, you know, Coach Mangino was good. I mean, I don't know what his reasons were for that or anything, but, you know, just got to move on, and that's the coach's decision.
And that game against Texas will be an evening game coming up on Saturday night. If the second-ranked Baylor Bears are to make the four-team playoff this winter, they'll do it without their top quarterback. Seth Russell faces surgery to repair damage to his cervical vertebrae. The surgery was recommended after Russell saw a specialist 2 days after getting hurt late in the second-ranked Bears' victory over Iowa State on Saturday. The typical recovery time is 6 months. Russell is the top-rated passer in the bowl subdivision, throwing for 2,104 yards and 29 touchdowns with just 6 interceptions. Freshman Jarrett Stidham will take over for Russell. The Arizona Cardinals have retained their game-and-a-half lead in the NFC West while adding another loss to the Baltimore Ravens' worst start in franchise history. The Cardinals are now 5-2 after Carson Palmer completed 20 of his 29 passes for 275 yards and a couple of touchdowns in a 26-18 win over the Ravens last night. Chris Johnson led the Cardinals' ground game with 122 yards on 18 carries in that Monday Night Football game. The Detroit Lions have fired offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi and offensive line coaches Jeremiah Washburn and Terry Heffernan. That comes a day after the team dropped to 1-6 with a listless performance against the Minnesota Vikings. During the game, quarterback Matthew Stafford was sacked 7 times. Blocking problems have plagued the Lions all season, limiting Stafford's effectiveness and the running game's productivity. Quarterbacks coach Jim Bob Cooter is taking over as the offensive coordinator. Minnesota Vikings center John Sullivan has undergone a second surgery on his back, putting his return to the field this season in doubt. Coach Mike Zimmer says that Sullivan aggravated his injury while weightlifting about 10 days ago. He said the likelihood of getting Sullivan back this season was minimal. And Kansas City manager Ned Yost has named Edinson Volquez to be his starting pitcher for Game 1 tonight of the World Series against the New York Mets. He'll be opposed by Matt Harvey for the Mets, who are making their first World Series appearance in 15 years. Yost will go with Johnny Cueto in Game 2, followed by Yordano Ventura, and then Chris Young. Kelly Johnson will be the Mets' designated hitter in the World Series opener. He hit .250 with 5 homers and 13 RBIs for New York after being acquired from Atlanta on July 24th. He's 1-for-6 in the postseason. New York outfielder Curtis Granderson has a jammed thumb, but the Mets said he will play in Game 1. He'll be joined by fellow outfielder Yoenis Cespedes, who says he'll be ready to go despite an ailing left shoulder that forced him to leave Game 4 of the National League Championship Series after 2 innings. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.